Today's question is about pain in your shoulder blades. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Today's question comes to us from Sophie, and she says, Dear Melissa, I live in the UK, and I have ME, IBS, and a heart condition. I just wanted to say thank you so much. I found you on YouTube a couple of months ago, and in that small time, you have changed my life. Because of my ME, I get awful pain in all my joints, which I have suffered with for many years. Since doing your classes online, I have noticed such a massive difference in my whole body, and I can finally get a good night's sleep without waking up in agony. Also, I feel fantastic within myself. I can walk for longer with no pain. I can bend and stretch with complete ease, and my life is generally easier and more enjoyable. So I look forward to continuing with your classes. The only thing I will ask is I suffer a lot from pain in my shoulders and shoulder blades, and they knot up really bad, and it's very painful. Are there any classes you could recommend of yours that target the shoulder area? Thank you again. You're a lifesaver. Kind regards and best wishes, Sophie. So I'm so glad for all of you that find Namaste Yoga on YouTube, and I'm so happy to hear that, especially for Sophie, you know, when people say that Namaste, that I changed their life, it's not me that's changing your life at all. It's you. It's you getting on your yoga mats and practicing that's changing your lives. And I'm so proud of you for the consistency in your practices and making a difference in your life. So let's get forward to her question. As always, I'm a PhD in communications and cultural studies and not a medical doctor. So it's really important, first off, it sounds like Sophie has a lot of other medical conditions too, so she really needs to make sure she sees a medical doctor to get this checked out, but she probably already has as well. So always see your medical doctor, especially with pain. And there's a link to another, I'm going to put another link in the show notes too, to tell the difference between pain where you need to go see a medical professional and just that kind of dull ache that's part of a practice or part of using muscles that you haven't used before too. So probably a good idea to get it checked by a medical doctor or another medical professional. Yeah, I already did put the link in when it's discerning when you should stop practicing and when you need to see a medical professional. Today, I'm going to show you a pose that helps to really get into those shoulder blades to get that pain out of there. And it's Eagle's Arms pose. And a lot of you will probably already know this one, but you take one arm up. So your right arm, you're going to hook your left arm underneath it. And you might bring the backs of your hands together or your palms together. And I'm going to link to another blog post that we did really recently on six variations on Eagle's pose, Eagle's arms as well, so that you can go to that and look for all the variations on that. That will give you lots of variations to do on that as well. Namaste Yoga 186 has some really nice neck and shoulder releases that will help to target pain in your shoulder blades as well, and I've linked to that in the show notes. I definitely have some specific videos, value-added videos for neck and shoulders. I would recommend two of ours called Upper Back Neck and Shoulders 1 and 2. They're available in our shop and also on our membership site. And I created those out of necessity from recovering from a motor vehicle accident. So they are fabulous. My students love those videos, and I'm sure you will too. On our membership site, we have a membership exclusive called Intro to Connective Tissue Videos for your hands. So what happens is if you start to work the connective tissue on your hands, it has a reciprocal effect. Your connective tissue runs all the way through your whole body. You start releasing this connective tissue down here, it releases stuff up here as well. And it's really quite amazing to work with those videos. We also just released a 10 series classes called Shoulder Shorts on the membership sites, 20 to 30 minute videos, and they're all for the shoulders, and they're all about range of motion and mobility in your shoulders. The tendency we have in our culture is that we do lots of fine motor movements with our hands, and this creates a lot of stiffness. As soon as you start doing this, the shoulder girdle stabilizes these fine motor movements. And these videos really focus on creating big range of motion in your shoulder girdles to counteract that stability that happens, which creates stiffness and pain. So the feedback on this has been fabulous. Those 10 shoulder short videos, 20 to 30 minute videos that you could do every day of the week, even if you have to go to work, you know, they're fantastic. Members have been loving them. You can only get them on the membership site. So those are my recommendations for videos. And thanks for a great question. This one you can do it in the shower. It'd be great with hot water coming right down between your shoulder blades. Leave your comments, questions, insights, awarenesses in the comments below. I look forward to hearing from you. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.